Commentator Tom Shibley is a Teamster. Despite the union's recent troubles, he thinks members can afford to be optimistic.
Certain Republican members of Congress and editors at the Wall Street Journal find it hard to conceal their glee as they announce that corruption is alive and well in the Teamsters. Well, pardon me, but they must have forgotten what real union corruption is like. Older Teamsters who've been around since the 70s know corruption. They remember when former President Jackie Presser rammed through a sweetheart national contract with trucking companies in spite of a 63% vote by drivers and dock workers to reject. They remember Teamster retirees with 30 years of service being denied pensions on the basis of technicalities. They remember Teamster goons who assaulted organizers from the United Farm Workers and then intimidated migrant workers into joining Teamsters locals so that corrupt officers could collect kickbacks from growers in return for labor peace. In the last few years, though, Teamsters have had a taste of something different, a union that goes head-to-head with giant UPS to win benefits for both full-time and part-time workers, a union that joins forces with other progressive unions to get a moribund labor movement back into the business of organizing and political action, and a union whose officers cut their own salaries and terminate their own lucrative supplementary pension plans. These are enduring achievements, despite the campaign fundraising scandal that's thrown the union into turmoil. Yes, incumbent Ron Kerry has been declared ineligible to run for re-election, and Jim Hoffa is facing investigation into the almost $2 million that his campaign received in unattributed contributions. Other potential candidates are scrambling to position themselves for a race that is subject to constantly changing government-dictated rules and timetables. But no matter which candidate captures the general presidency, today's rank-and-file Teamsters have seen too much to go willingly back to the bad old days. We've rallied national opinion against the trend toward part-time and contingent work. We've lit up the switchboards in Congress to slow down the fast-track export of American industries overseas. And we've grown accustomed to having democratically elected union officers who can be held accountable for their actions. The group that's fought the longest to bring about these changes is Teamsters for a Democratic Union, which held its annual gathering in Cleveland last weekend. There was in many participants anger and defiance at the strange coincidence that the man who last summer led the most successful labor battle in a quarter century, Ron Kerry, had immediately become the subject of intense scrutiny by three federal agencies plus a highly partisan congressional subcommittee. There was disappointment and disbelief that the Kerry campaign, in its misuse of union funds last year, had jeopardized the gains for which so many people, including Kerry himself, had worked so hard. But incredibly, given the political and legal confusion at the top levels of our union, there was also in this gathering of warehouse workers and car rental agents and reformist local union officers a powerful sense of joy in the continuing struggle for grassroots power. One non-Teamster on the scene said that he had not observed such a spirit of solidarity and even of family affection at a union event since he'd been at a reunion of the auto workers whose sit-down strike in 1936 forced General Motors to recognize their union. There seems to be a wellspring of inspiration and strength available to those of us who follow in the tradition of rank-and-file labor activism. Its source, I think, is the understanding that we working people ourselves hold the real power to change the balance of forces in the workplace. It's from our ranks that new leaders are continually emerging, and it's our unified efforts that provide the leverage for successful bargaining with employers. There's a certain confidence in knowing that the key to the future of our union lies not with some federal judge or union power broker, but in our own hands.
The comments of truck driver Tom Shibley, a member of Teamsters Local 653 in Brockton, Massachusetts.